everybody. Welcome to the Hallmarkies podcast. We're really excited today to be here to bring you an interview with one of our Hall stars. We love talking with the actors from Hallmark movies. And I'm film critic Rachel Wagner, and we are here with Natalie Hall today. And thank you so much, Natalie, for coming on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm so excited to get to talk to you. What we like to do with our guests is we like to give you a chance to introduce yourself and tell us what inspired you to get into acting.
Well, my name is Natalie Hall. And what inspired me to get into acting? Well, my mom was actually a dancer, a ballerina. And so she put me in dance when I was really young. And so I always had a passion and love for performing. And actually it was seeing Kristen Chenoweth, which I know she did a Hallmark movie last year. Mm-hmm. It was seeing her perform, and she was singing a song called Girl in 14G. And I started off doing musicals in New York. And so I told my parents when I was really little, I said, I'm moving to New York City. And they were like, okay, Natalie, you know, being from Vancouver, Canada, like, how am I going to get there? But seeing Kristen Chenoweth is what inspired me actually to become an actor. And that's how I started off. I moved to New York when I was 18 years old.
So was your original goal to be on Broadway?
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. So I moved there, and then shortly after I did like a Wicked and a Chorus Line. And started off doing musicals and loved it, and then kind of got into film and TV after Chorus Line.
So you could be another person to be in our dream fantasy Hallmark musical that we
listen. Want. I'll be there. I love all musicals, all things. I will be there, jazz hands ready to go.
Yes, I'm so excited. that's awesome.
That's how you have that. You have a dream of a Hallmark musical.
Oh well, I mean. Not that we have any actual ability to make it come to fruition, but if you put enough sort of vibes out there, you never know.
Because it's a dream. You gotta
do it.
It
makes
right?
sense because we have all these talented people in Hallmark.
Yeah.
Are great singers. Mm-hmm. And it's just such a part of Christmas.
It really musicals. Is. I agree.
And it would be a huge hit. I mean, if they had a Hallmark Christmas musical, are you kidding me?
That I agree.
Would get the biggest ratings to ever exist.
It's so happy. People will be dancing and singing and eating candy canes while dancing. Yeah. I think it sounds great.
It would be the La La Land of Christmas movies.
It would I agree. Be
really fun. And
you should write it, Rachel.
I mean, I wish I had, I barely have talent with writing music. That's a whole nother, no way. But I certainly, I would be a better producer.
I was going to say, just produce it, bring everybody together that you love and then create it.
Cause think about it, you could have Alicia Witt. She's a good singer. There's, Kristen Chenoweth, hello, but
yeah,
you know,
she's amazing.
I mean, think how successful all these Disney musicals are that they have, you know, like The Descendants and whatever, and then they have all these live musicals that are very successful.
Yeah, I think you should plan it.
Yes. If you're listening, Michelle Vickery, call me. I work for really cheap. But that's really cool that you love Broadway. I love Broadway as well, and I was in you know, just plays in high school, and it was such a fun experience. And I used to think that that would be the best job ever to be on.
I know my best friends all still do it, and I like live through all of them and their shows that they're doing. So it is it's a hard life though. It's, you know, a lot of shows a week, and you have to really watch your voice and you know, your instruments and in your body as a dancer. Yeah. So it's a tough life, but I agree. Yeah. I love musicals.
Cause I talked to, Laura Osnes, who's
amazing.
She could also be in the musical, cause she's done two Hallmark movies and it is, very, very draining, but I don't know, I just love it. I would love to do another one someday, because that kind of group experience, the live performance, is really fun. I'm not anything serious, but I think it would be fun to just do something with, you know, like a community group or a group of friends or whatever someday. But, cause it's just a fun experience to be a part of live theater.
Oh, it is. And to be a part of an ensemble and a cast, it's, you know, there's nothing like it.
Yeah. We did in my high school, we did Bye Bye Birdie. Mm-hmm. And that was definitely the highlight. That was really fun.
I love that. That's so fun.
Yeah. We did Bye Bye Birdie and The Wiz. And so that was fun.
Well, look at you. You can be a Broadway star too.
Yeah, right. So you were on All My Children, I think, for a long time. It was one of your first gigs, is that right?
Yeah, that was actually my first gig after doing musicals. I decided to get into the film and TV world, and I was in New York, and I went in for a guest star, and then I got a phone call to be a series regular. And that show was tough, but I learned so much, and it was a great experience for a young actor. And talk about being in a cast, an ensemble, people that work together every single day. It was also a really great experience.
Did you work with Cameron Matheson?
I did. Yeah. He's so great. He's also a Canadian. And so we bonded over that. We were in different families. So of course we were in different storylines, but obviously I saw him all the time.
Well, it's got to help with these movies of the week, these TV movies, that just the amount of content that you make and how fast you make the content with a soap opera. It's got to kind of help you to get for these really short shoots that you do for these TV movies.
Yeah, these are fast and furious shoots. You know, it's been a long time since I've been on a soap. So, you know, your memorization skills get worse. After that, I started doing, you know, other shows and primetime shows and CW shows. And, you know, you're doing three scenes a day, if that. Or if you're doing a movie, you're doing one scene a day. With the Hallmark, you know, it's sometimes 14 pages. And the one I just did, You're Baking Me Crazy, I went from one film on a Sunday night and flew the next morning to do You're Baking Me Crazy on Monday morning. So I had no prep time. So every night I would just go home and memorize the next day, which was tough, but it was such a great fun time. So
That's intense. That's definitely
intense.
Yeah. You have done a number of different series. You had Pretty Little Liars and True Blood and Unreal and Charmed. Do you have I'm sure they all had their own appeal, but is there one of those that kind of sticks out to you as a favorite?
I have to say Unreal. It was so much fun. It was a character I've never played before. And it was just so much fun. She was so out there and she got to be really funny. My character's name is Candy Coco. So if that tells you anything, but yeah, it was a lot of fun. And True Blood, honestly, was a really great experience working on that, just with all the actors and getting to be a vampire with a disease. And I worked opposite Anna Kemp a lot. We were sisters in it. So she was great fun. Yeah.
Cool. That's good. So your first role for Hallmark was the Love's Christmas Journey. Is that right?
Yes, it was. Yeah. I was actually on All My Children when I got that. I got a phone call to go in for it that day. And I told my manager, I said, you know, I can't make this happen. And, you know, am I a little too young for this role? And they were just like, just go in. So I went in and I did both scenes once and then got a phone call that day that I got it. But that was my first Hallmark experience. And it was really a wonderful experience. And there's nothing like working for Hallmark. They really are just like a family and so lovely. And I feel very honored that I get to work for them.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
It is pretty amazing. I mean, not that people are probably going to spill their guts to us on the podcast, but I feel like I've been doing this enough time to have seen the full range of kind of what it would be like. And it just seems like 99% of the time, it is just such a positive experience that people have. And you read with all this Me Too stuff with, you know, women having these horrible time on set at different, you know, projects. And I just think it's really cool that Hallmark creates a space where, you know, you hear about women, you know, have their babies on set, or that they're able to be flexible with certain things and that they provide an environment of family. And I think that that's, or as close as possible, it's obviously still a working environment, but I think that's really cool.
Yeah. I have to say, when I first did my first Hallmark film for them, which was the Off the Love Books, Love's Christmas Journey, it was the first sort of role that, you know, I was 20 when I did it, and they were giving me a role with so much depth and complexity. And you don't, a lot of networks now, and even at the time, weren't doing that with young women. And I feel like they kind of are the pioneer for really treating their women so well, and writing women that have great careers but just want to have a good love life.
Right.
And being in that positive world, I really didn't miss that. Just jumping around from different shows and different roles. And I think I just before that I'd done a movie called Only the Brave, and based off the 19 firefighters that lost their lives in Prescott, Arizona. And that was really a heavy experience, and you feel so grateful to have those and to bring light to what happened and with that situation. And as an actor, that's a dream come true, but it's also, there's something to be said with going to do a really positive, happy film, like how Hallmark always does their movie, you know?
Yeah, ideally, I think you probably want to have a little bit of everything to kind of give your career a full portfolio of different experiences. Just keep things interesting, I would think.
Of course, but Hallmark really is just, every actor that I know that works for them is so grateful, and they really are just the loveliest, down to the crew, down to the producers. They're just so great. Yeah.
I do have to say that Only the Brave, that movie made me cry. That movie is so sad.
I know. I mean, I'm sorry to bring that up. I know. It makes me like cry thinking about it as well, just because we were,
it was
so
good, but it was
and we were so really close sad. With all the families, and you know, Miles Teller and I spent time with the real people we were playing, and it really is. It was a once in a lifetime experience. I think doing a film like that. So.
That's great. That's really great.
But very sad. Nothing like Hallmark.
Right. Yeah. So you were in The 7-Year Hitch, and I don't know if you know, but this is kind of a little bit of a favorite of the podcast. We love The 7-Year Hitch, and we did. We have a whole series called On Friendship.
I listened to it. My manager said they did a whole thing on friendship, so I listened to it, and I was laughing because I did that movie before Hallmark really had like kind of its brand sort of solidified and figured out. And so I was laughing at the fact that you guys were laughing at like, oh, this was like pre-Hallmark. The guy I was engaged to was having like an affair. Like it was, oh my gosh. And the lead guy, Darren Brooks, is so funny and so good in it. I think he's on a soap now, but He's so great. So I love that you guys love that movie because I loved filming that movie.
Yeah. Well, oh, that's good to hear because, yeah, I just really like it. I think the whole concept is very clever of the whole common law marriage kind of thing. And I think that he's like a different kind of male lead than we typically get in these movies. He's just a little more nerdy. He's a little more, I don't know, just different. And so I think it's fun. And I think it's really well written, the story. And yeah, the wrong guy is way over the top. Terrible. Yeah,
he is just so wrong. Like, how could she not see that? But you know, I will say Darren Brooks, like he is, he's so funny and mm-hmm. he's super quirky. Like yeah. I really appreciated working with that because he's super playful as an actor. There's nothing stiff about him. And I liked the fact that, you know, that's why she was best friends with him. They just had so much fun together.
Yeah.
But he is not your typical Hallmark lead, which right. I really loved working with too.
Yeah. And I think that's what makes it still work and still feel fresh, even now. And I just like the whole dynamic of he realizes what's happening, and he's not even trying to do it to win her affections. He's just cares about her as a friend.
And, yeah.
at first, and then
so funny.
Kind of it changes, and then her friends are all kind of like, are you sure about this? Like what?
Yeah.
And I don't know. So I really like that one. I think you two have really nice chemistry in that one.
Yeah. He was just so great to work with. Mm-hmm. He's super talented and very, very funny. I love working opposite, guys that are super funny. So, yeah. He was just so great. Yeah. So I feel lucky that I got to work with him.
Mm-hmm. And also you got Frances Fisher in there.
We did. Who is all, obviously, you know, everyone knows her from the Titanic and
yeah.
a ton of movies. She's also just phenomenal as an actress and so calm mm-hmm. and calm energy. That movie, I think I filmed it maybe like 9 years ago. It was a long time ago, but I still remember it very well just because it was such a great experience.
Yeah. It's one of my favorites. I really enjoy it. I think it's
I love
really
that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that so much.
Yeah. So then you had a Winter Princess just this last year, and we talked to Chris McNally and we've actually had Brendan Zube and Casey Anderson on the podcast. We've had a lot of that cast on.
You've had all of them.
I know.
You've had them all.
Yeah. And I thought that this movie was kind of bonkers. It was kind of crazy.
I understand. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't know. I mean, just the whole like princess hiding out kind of a thing. And then I thought that Casey and Brendan were hilarious.
So funny. Like, yeah.
Ridiculous. And I thought they were really funny together, and I don't know, it looks like it would have been a fun movie to make. Was it at Whistler or someplace like that?
It was actually at Big White in Kelowna in British Columbia. So it's about 5 hours, I think, east of Vancouver. And the mountain was completely closed. And so it was just sort of our cast and crew up there.
Uh-huh.
It was a great experience. I ski, so
It
was fun to be up there. But yeah, it's a little bonkers and the princess in hiding and, but the cast, we all just had a great time together. And I think that comes across on film, and Chris is just so lovely to work with. And, he's so easy to be around. And so we had a great time together too.
Yeah. Was it fun to have your sort of moment to play princess?
I had the best time. I loved putting on that crown and I loved wearing that dress. It was like a dream come true. Yeah. I got to actually be a princess, which I'll probably never have that experience again. But it was a really, really just a fun experience and just actually getting to be in the cold and snow and all that.
Right. Unlike Christmas movies.
Yes, exactly.
Usually they're in July.
No, we were actually freezing. Like there were definitely moments where I had like hot packs on my back and trying to be warm while I say my lines.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's, I mean, it's just so funny that like they happen to have this giant a hall just waiting there with electricity to it and everything like that. I mean, that was very convenient.
Oh yeah, you know, but when you're a princess, things just happen for you, right?
That's true.
So things just happen for you, and things just happen for her. And I know it was very, very funny. And I just happened to have this big gown in my closet.
Yeah, right. I mean, the paparazzi were really off their game because, I mean, if Meghan Markle is hanging out at some ski resort, I think.
I know. I think she was from a town called Glendora too.
Right. Yeah.
Which was also very funny. But it was, I thought it was just such a great little cute film. And I loved that we sort of leaned into it. You have to on films like that. So
I did too. I liked the fact that you just kind of, because sometimes sometimes the Hallmark movies, they can take themselves a little too seriously and be trying to have all this gravitas and stuff. And it's like, no, just be a silly movie.
Yeah.
Just have fun. Just enjoy it. And I think you guys did.
Make it feel good. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And so you've got this new movie coming up, and the title alone has me super hyped. You're baking me crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I can't think of it. It's been a long time since there's been such a pun in a title. And I thought for sure, I'm like, they're going to wimp out. They're going to change the name. It seems like to me with Hallmark that 99% of the time, the original name is way better than the name they end up with. And they change it to something like a Christmas moment or, you know, something really generic. Mm-hmm. When before it was actually something better. And so I was like, oh, they're not going to, but now it's on the posters. I think it's set.
It is set. Yeah. So when I got the script, I was in Ontario and my manager, I was on set and he texted me about it. And I said, you mean you're baking, like you're baking, like I'm baking. He said, no, you're bacon. I said, no, you mean like baking, like I'm baking something. He was like, no, bacon. I was like, bacon.
That's hilarious.
And yeah, it's actually based off a book by Suzanne Nelson, and she writes a ton of books. And so it's based off a real book and a real title called You're Baking Me Crazy. And I think it's so cute too. Yeah, I think it's fun. At first I was like, oh, this is a little funny. Are they going to change it? But I love it now. And you know, everyone on set kind of giggled at it, but I think that's the point of it, is to giggle at it, but then you also love it at the same time.
Yeah. No, I love me a good pun. So this is great. I'm very excited about it. And so why don't you tell us a little bit about it, about the story and the bacon?
Yeah. So there's so much bacon involved. So it's actually based off the book, like I said, about You're Baking Me Crazy. So it's about Cleo. The book is actually based off Cleo's niece named Tessa, but they upped the age a little bit. But okay. Tessa is still, my niece is still in the story very heavily. So my character's name is Cleo, and she has this food truck. And everybody loves food trucks. Yeah. So I was all in.
Right.
And she has this food truck, and it's very successful. She lives in Portland, Oregon. She has always had a huge passion and love for food because of her family and her grandfather. And her niece, Tessa, inspires her to enter herself in a food contest. And, you know, she's a little reluctant at first, but then she's like, why not? I'll just, you know, do it. Maybe I can open up a restaurant one day, because that's ultimately Cleo's dream. Mm-hmm. And then, lo and behold, this truck called Mo Bacon comes along with Michael in it, Michael Ratty, and parks his truck across from my truck. And obviously that proposes like a huge problem for her. But at the same time, Cleo can't help but be enamored by Michael's character. Maybe a little bit of love happened, lots of cooking, lots of food trucks, and I did a lot of eating, which I loved. It's so funny because a lot of actors, you know, people who watch them don't know, but we get these plates of food and sometimes, you know, they're not very good and we kind of just like move our forks
peck
around.
At them. Yeah.
Yeah. And we're not actually, but we had like chefs on set. So I was eating everything and I was like, what's for lunch today? I'm very excited. But yeah, and it's a really sweet story. It's a lot of fun. It's very funny. Obviously working with Michael, he's so fun, so great, so talented. We had a great time together. And immediately just, you know, when you get on set with an actor and you're like, oh, you work the same kind of way as me.
Yeah.
So we got on set and he's just amazing, in it. And, I think, you know, fans of Hallmark will really see the fun that we have. And, it's just a great, fun, good time. So, I hope everyone enjoys it.
What's the name of his truck? Food truck?
Mo Bacon.
I love it. That's so good. I would totally eat there.
Do you mind if something very funny? And Michael won't mind that I say this. He's actually a vegan.
Oh no.
So he he worked with you know, he did work with bacon, but he also, you know, obviously, yeah,
so they've got some vegan
meat. They had vegan meat. I eat meat myself, but it was very funny because, you know, he runs a bacon truck, but he's actually a vegan.
I wondered about that because there are so many vegans in Hollywood.
Yeah.
So I was wondering about that. And yeah, Michael was in two of our favorites last year. So we're, you know, on board for anything that he does. And this seems like a little bit more comedic than either. Both of his films last year were a little bit more on the serious side.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of excited to see him do something a little bit more. A little bit more funny.
Yeah, he's great. I think everyone's gonna love him. And you definitely will get to see a funny side to him. Yeah.
So you did end up eating quite a bit of bacon.
Yeah, I mean, I just ended up eating so much all the time because I was making pasta and just, you know, so many. I was making so many sandwiches and sauces, and I ate so much.
Because I know it's not only the you know, the food not being good, but also because of continuity, it makes it hard when you're eating a scene. You have to do it over and over and over at the same spot.
Yeah.
I know that's
Well, the
hard.
Funny thing, Hallmark, is that they move so quickly that you sort of hear about these commercials or experiences in movies where, you know, they had to eat the same thing 50 times. But
yeah.
Hallmark is a lot of, it moves fast. So you're only doing, you know,
three five, takes.
Yeah. Two, three, maybe five sometimes.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's not that much.
Yeah.
Not too much eating.
Oh, that's good.
It's still so good.
Well, and you have Casey Manderson is in this one as well. So he's one of our favorites.
I got my brother back. Yeah. He was my brother in Winter Princess.
Right.
And in this movie, he's Michael's brother. So.
Oh, perfect. Okay, yeah. Good.
Yeah, he's great fun too. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that'll be fun. Kind of like a food truck war between. I was a little bit disappointed in the poster. They released the poster today. No bacon of any kind in the poster.
But you know what? It has the word bacon.
It had the word bacon.
We're just getting you excited for it.
Yeah. And it worked. It just, they had a lot of persimmons and I'm like, okay, are they going to have a persimmon?
Well, that's a part of the movie. And so when people watch it, they'll find out how persimmons play a very big role in the film.
That's funny. I love it. So yeah, we're really excited for the movie. I think it's going to be super fun. And we're excited for anything that you do for Hallmark. So hopefully it'll be the first of even more for this year. But
thank you.
It just seems fun and creative. And so, we have, we like to end our interviews with just some fun, silly questions.
I love fun, silly questions.
Yes. So first question, what is the best ice cream flavor?
Okay. So you are going to judge me for this. So I'm not a huge ice cream eater.
Uh-huh.
My husband's a huge ice cream eater. So we always have ice cream. I really love chocolate. So that's like my go-to. I'm going to sit and eat a chocolate bar, but if I had to pick ice cream, it would be vanilla.
Okay. Yeah. Boring. No judgment from me.
Very, very boring.
No. But there was one person that I interviewed who was just like, I don't like ice cream at all. And I'm like, really?
Are you human?
Like, I'm like, even like sorbet or shirt, you know, or something. She's like, no, that's even worse.
Yeah, it's like, just funny. I think some people, I will eat ice cream and like I enjoy it, but I'm never, if I'm going to sit and like eat like a delicious dessert, I'm going to sit and eat like chocolate and a chocolate cake and chocolate almonds. I'm a big chocolate lover.
I love chocolate too. So if I had to pick any dessert, I would probably pick pie, but only pie that's really good. Cause most pie is terrible, but when you have it really good, like my mom makes the best pie. And
what kind of pie does she make?
All different kinds. But her apple pie is just delicious. She gets such flaky crusts, and she makes lemon meringue pie, which is my favorite. Yeah. And she makes it really strong lemony, because that's the problem. Delicious. Is most people when they make pie, they just the flavors are kind of goopy and just not like they don't get the good flavors that you want. Mm-hmm. I'm picky about my pie, but when it's Rachel, done right, it's my favorite.
I think this is your next Hallmark movie that you should write. You should write about pies. Has Hallmark done that before, written about pies?
Well, there's pumpkin pie. There was a pumpkin pie wars.
Well, there's no apple pie, so you'll write that.
Okay, I will. The other thing, there's nothing better in the world than a really hot, really fresh chocolate chip cookie.
You're right. Yeah. That's also very, very good.
That's easier than pie.
I lived in New York for a long time, and I would, where do you live, if you don't mind me asking?
I know, I live in Utah.
Utah, nice. Area. Oh, beautiful there. So beautiful. In New York, they have, you know, because you can get anything at the click of a button. They have this thing called Insomnia Cookies, and I would order Insomnia Cookies all the time.
Yeah.
It's so good. So if you're ever in New York, if for any listeners are ever in New York, Insomnia Cookies, so good.
That sounds good. So, all right. What is your favorite color?
Ooh, I think purple is a really pretty color.
That's my favorite color too.
Really? What color is purple? Like mauve or dark?
I like a plum kind of like a darker purple.
Ooh, like a good solid purple.
Yeah, like an eggplant-y kind of purple.
That's beautiful. I think my childhood room growing up was mauve purple. So I'm going to say mauve is mine.
Okay, good. All right. What music are you into right now?
Billie Eilish.
Okay. You like the new Bond theme?
Yeah, I do. I just think her voice and sound is so interesting. I think, and also like Sarah Bareilles. I love her. Loved her. And who else? Who am I really into? But you know, Billie Eilish is kind of who I'm listening to a lot lately. What about you? I'm gonna ask you these things.
So what am I into right now? I loved the movie Wild Rose the last year, and the soundtrack is so great with a singer named Jessie Buckley. And I really wanted her to get nominated for that song, but it didn't. She didn't. She should have. I loved it. And I just think she has such an amazing voice.
Jessie Buckley. The movie was called Wild Rose?
Called Wild Rose. Yes, it's really good. It's about this, it is rated R, but it's about this woman who, her dream, she's from Scotland, but her dream has become a country music singer and to go to Nashville. And I really loved it. I thought it was so good. And Julie Walters plays her mother, and she's excellent in it. And there's a particular song called Glasgow. That is just...
I'm going to look this up after we hang up.
Yes, you should. It's a really good movie and a great song. I'm a huge Disney fan, so I loved Frozen 2.
I haven't seen Frozen 2. I saw Frozen 1, but I haven't seen Frozen 2 yet.
I mean, it's got its flaws. It's not perfect, but I love the Lopez's, their music, I think is so great. And so I really enjoyed that. So that's probably my two favorite things right now.
I know that Into the Unknown, everybody is, all my friends who have little girls are like belting it up a storm right now. So I should look at it at some point.
And I loved particularly Lost in the Woods, which is the song that Jonathan Groff sings, who I love Jonathan Groff. And it's so good. It's kind of this whole kind of play on 80s power ballads. It's got like a Chicago kind of feel to it. And it's so fun.
I love that. Yeah. That sounds great.
I mean, it's so amazing, the Lopez's, because if you think about it, they obviously wrote all the songs for the original Frozen. And then they have all of the songs for the Broadway musical. Mm-hmm. And now they have all the songs for Frozen 2. And you're just like, wow. I mean, how, they're incredible.
How does someone do that? They just must sit in a room. Day after day.
What an incredible team. I got to hear them speak at D23 last year, and they are just so obviously in love and such an incredible team that it inspires me. They're great. And anyway, so what is your go-to date night food?
Oh, I like so many. I really like, this is gonna, again, I'm gonna be judged. I really like a burger and fries.
Yeah.
That to me, I know that's like not fancy or date. I'm not really that fancy. I'm not a fancy gal, even though I played a princess, but I love like a good burger and fries. I like some good Mexican food. But I guess that would be my go-to is a good burger and fries. What about you?
So I'm very careful because I am not in a committed relationship as you are. And so you have to be careful about what you eat on a date. It's pretty tricky.
Oh, yeah.
And so I don't want anything that has to use my hands that's messy. Uh-huh.
Yeah, or like going down your face.
Or there's spillage. I think a steak is the perfect date food. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's yummy. It's neat.
Classy.
Shows he's got a little bit of a budget. He's not a cheap steak.
And then you're like classy and you're like, I'll like prettily eat my steak.
Yeah, that's right. It's delicious.
Isn't it funny you have to do that stuff when you're on, I'm married now, but just remember dating and like, you'd have to think about that when you get a menu. You'd be like, okay, well, I can't eat that because it'll go down my face. And
right. You don't want anything that'll smell. Or
Or you're like, you know, should I get a salad so he doesn't think that I'm, I have a big appetite.
Right.
I do. So it's funny when you are dating that you think about those things.
I think sushi is actually also a good choice because it's pretty dainty.
Oh, I love sushi. You're right. Yeah.
So I think sushi's a pretty, and it can be kind of fun and like flirty and adventurous.
Unless it falls apart. Like, when you have the chopsticks and then it falls apart as it's going into your mouth, which has happened to me all the time.
Right.
Well, that happens then with sushi, but I agree. Sushi's great.
So, but we have a theory on the podcast that people are doing dating dinner and a movie wrong because we think you should do movie and dinner because then you can talk about the movie at dinner.
It helps with the conversation and then you'll learn about each other through what you liked about the movie and what you didn't like about the movie.
Exactly.
That's very smart. Do you guys watch do you watch The Bachelor? I think I saw on your podcast.
Yeah, we just did one, a special bonus episode our podcasting friends, Haley and Amy on, who do a Bachelor podcast. So we had a little special bonus episode we did where we talked about The Bachelor. And so that was really fun.
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, that can teach you so much about dating, the do's and don'ts. So I feel like Bachelor is very educational.
All right. Well, what is your go-to date night activity if you're going out doing something?
Me and my husband, we do like going on. So we live in Laguna Beach, which is sort of 2 hours outside. I'm sure everybody kind of knows Laguna Beach from that show back in the day. So we love going on hikes and then dinner. And we do love a movie. We saw 1917 last weekend.
Oh, yeah.
We finally saw that.
What'd you think?
So my husband was actually in the military. He was a Marine officer. Uh-huh. So he loves seeing military movies. And I thought it was really obviously the director is amazing.
Yeah.
And it was, at first I was like distracted by the whole thing being one shot because I feel like I was missing things storytelling wise. But at the end of the day, it was like, there were just some incredible shots. And I just, you know, what those guys went through back in World War One. I mean, any sort of military movie, I burst into tears. But what, did you see it?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I saw it and it was definitely very emotional.
Yeah.
And very draining. It was in my top 15 of the whole year and I really struggled of where to kind of put it in my ranking because it's not the kind of movie that I'm going to probably watch again.
Yeah.
Because that's just, you don't go through that experience all the time, but I thought it was really well done and very immersive and very good.
What was your top movie?
My favorite, I mean, I loved this I love animation. Animation is where my heart is. And there was an animated film on Netflix called Claus about Santa and Santa Origin. And I absolutely loved the animation. It was this beautiful 2D animation. I loved the story. I loved pretty much everything about it. That was my favorite. But as far as kind of normal feature films, Parasite was my favorite.
I haven't seen Parasite yet. I know, I'm so bad.
It was so good. It was so it was so unpredictable. You didn't know, and I won't spoil anything, but I had no idea where it was going, and I had no idea what choices the characters were going to make, and then it managed to be one of those rare films that is kind of, that's an art house film. That's an indie film. It has all those vibes, but it's still incredibly crowd pleasing and incredibly entertaining. And that's very hard to do. And I was just so excited because so often at the Oscars, you're like, oh, that's a good movie. It won. It was good. Okay. But this was like the first time in so long that I was like, the best movie won. Yay.
Totally. I got to see it at some point.
Yeah. You really should. And it's, I think it's out on rental.
It is. Yeah. So I got to make that happen. Wild Rose and Parasite.
Yes. Wild Rose and Parasite. Those were two of my favorite for sure last year. And I really liked Little Women as well. I don't know if you got to see that.
I haven't seen that yet either. I know, I'm so bad.
Because I love Little Women as a story. And I thought it was, well done. They gave their like little kind of touches to it, made it their own thing, but then also still kept to the heart of the story. So I enjoyed that quite a bit. And I loved Toy Story 4 as well. I thought that was really great. Mm-hmm. I was skeptical a little bit, you know, because I love Toy Story 3. But I thought it was just a beautiful ending for Woody. And so anyway, those are some of my favorites.
Oh my God, I love that.
Did you have a favorite last year?
You know, I was having a hard time. I obviously didn't see all the movies, but I was having a hard time figuring out what was my favorite. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, I did like that film.
It was good. A lot of driving.
A lot of driving.
There was so many scenes of them just driving. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. We get it. And then I know that there is a movie that I did really like. I just can't think of it. You know, surprisingly, I kind of liked Joker. I know that's really.
Yeah.
I thought Joaquin Phoenix is just incredible. Mm-hmm. And Judy. I like Judy. I worked with Finn Wittrock on All My Children. We both started off there. So it was fun seeing him in that. Mm-hmm. He's so talented. I got to see Parasite. So I like can't answer your question.
You got to see Parasite. I mean, I loved Avengers Endgame. I thought they did a brilliant job. Not that this is becoming a movie podcast, but nevertheless, why not?
Let's just do it.
but Ford v Ferrari, I loved.
I like that too. Yeah.
I thought that was really fun. And another one you should totally check out is called The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I've seen that. I've seen the trailer for it.
Oh, it's right. Yeah. It's, I know. It's so good. It's just one of those movies that I'm like, I can't imagine anyone not liking it. I'm sure there are people that exist, but I don't know. It's such a warm-hearted and so great. And So yeah, that's one I definitely add that to your list.
Okay, I got a lot of movies to watch.
Hey, maybe we can do a follow up.
Yes, I will follow. You know what I think?
That would be fun. Have you back? And we can
talk about movies.
That would be really fun because it was a great year for movies last year. I loved Jojo Rabbit. I loved The Farewell. It was just a really. It was a good. Knives Out was fun. Mm-hmm. It was a good year.
I gotta see so many movies. You just named a bunch of movies I haven't seen. I got a lot of work to do in the next few weeks.
Well, I'm very blessed because I get to see, as a film critic, I get to go to the screenings. So that helps a lot.
So cool.
But anyway, yeah. So, and I, as far as new movies, I am just in love with the new Emma. So also add that to your list.
Oh yeah. I thought that was really good. So, okay. I got that. I have to go see that too. I'm going to be very busy these next few weeks.
Well, let me know when you do. Cause then that would be really fun to do a little follow-up, but
yeah.
Anyway, back to our questions. So dogs or cats?
Oh, I love all animals. I can't pick. I mean, they're so sweet, both of them. I mean, I have a dog. I have a little blind Yorkie. I think he's walking around upstairs somewhere. So I love dogs. I've always had dogs, but I had cats too. I can't pick. Who can pick between a dog and a cat? Do you have a choice?
I mean, I'm not a huge animal person because I have allergies. But I would probably pick dogs.
Yeah.
And in movies, I mean, it's hard because there's not very many cat movies, but so they get kind of the shaft.
Cats the Musical, though.
Yes, there was.
There were human cats in the musical. I don't know if you saw that. Is that on your list for this year? I don't know.
I did see it. Yes.
I
had fun with it. And it is what it is.
Yeah, totally. I agree.
There's only a couple, and you know, like dog movies, you've got Old Yeller and Lady and the Tramp and and some of the best movies, some of the best Disney movies, that's for sure. So anyway, I would go with dogs. Next, beaches or mountains?
Oh, this is, telling so much about me. I like both. So I love the mountains. I grew up in Vancouver. So I grew up with the mountains and the ocean. The beaches aren't great there, but I like both. I mean, it depends on my mood. Sometimes I want to be up in the mountains and, away from everything. And sometimes I really like sitting on a beach and looking at the ocean. Mm-hmm. But let's see, if I had to pick today, I would say today I feel like the mountains. Mountains is my mood today. What about you?
Well, because I live in the mountains. I see the mountains every day. You kind of take them for granted a little bit. But there is nothing that I love more than going to the beach. I love the beach. And I love swimming. I actually am an open water swimmer. It's one of my hobbies.
Oh, wow.
And I love being out in the open water I love the feel of the waves bobbing up and down. And here in Utah, we have lakes. We don't have the ocean, and I miss it so much. So I would definitely pick the beaches, but I also do love it. Sometimes I'll stop and I'll just look and just, it'll take my breath away. Just these huge mountains.
Here.
I mean, because you kind of forget about them, and then every once in a while I'll be like, wow, those are beautiful.
Yeah, they are beautiful, but the ocean's beautiful too.
I mean, one of my favorite places in the whole world that I've ever been to is to Hawaii. I mean, everyone loves Hawaii, but oh man, I loved it there so much. But anyway, so would you rather be in a fancy dress or in sweats?
Every single day I am in sweats. I am not a fancy dress lady. I seem to play so many characters though in fancy dresses all the time. And huge heels. Actually, You're Baking Me Crazy, I feel like, is closer to who I am in a sense. as a person, just sort of more casual.
Yeah.
But I always get cast as these really fancy ladies walking around in like stilettos and a dress. But my day-to-day life, I'm, you know, like currently right now I'm in a pair of sweatpants talking to you. So what about you?
I wear jeans a lot. I love a maxi dress. I think the most comfortable item of clothing ever to be invented. Yeah.
I mean, I love dresses. I love getting dressed up. I do love that. I do love a pretty dress, but my day-to-day life, I mean, who wants to walk around in a fancy dress every day?
Yeah. I was basically say maxi dress is a nightgown with style. I mean, exactly. They're just so comfortable.
So yeah, very wise. Yeah.
Those are my two favorites. I probably, you know, just jeans and a t-shirt. And then, you know, maxi dress with some sandals in the summer, the best. Yeah. okay. Almost done. So what is your favorite holiday to celebrate?
Christmas. I mean, that's very Hallmark of me, isn't it?
Yeah. Very on brand.
I think, Christmas is like, you know, just when I lived in New York for so long, I was always so excited to go home and see my family, just being so far from them. And you know, I moved to New York not knowing anyone. So it was always, there's nothing like going home and seeing my family at Christmas time and being in the snow.
And Christmas is so great in New York too. So you got the best of both worlds.
I know. And it's a time where everybody stops and, you know, spends time with their family. Everyone's usually happy if they're not driving themselves crazy shopping. Christmas, what about you?
I mean, Christmas, I think it's gotta be the winner. It's sort of a weird thing now because it really kind of takes over my life. We start preparing for the Christmas season for the podcast in September.
Wow.
Because they start in October now. And so we have our preview shows that we do because we don't only cover Hallmark on the channel for Christmas. And so we've got to do our Lifetime preview. We got to do we had two episodes of Hallmark previews last year. And we had a like Netflix off network preview show. So all that has to be planned, who we're going to interview, what we're going to do. And so it's a busy, busy, busy time for me now, Christmas season. But it's really satisfying. It's a work I love. So, I remember a couple of years ago before I was doing the podcast, like when you don't have kids, sometimes Christmas can be holidays in general can be a little not as fun, you know, just as a single person, it can be a little bit depressing even. I remember feeling that way. And I'm much happier now that I have this thing to keep me kind of busy. And certainly it's stressful, but I feel like, you know, I'm able to contribute something I don't know. It's just, that's definitely my personality is to kind of dive into something and I'm a completionist for sure. Mm. So Christmas is definitely my favorite. I mean, I also love the summer weather. So just sort of summer season is probably my favorite as far as weather and seasons and everything. I don't know about
holiday, you can wear your maxi dress and be at the beach.
Yes. Yeah. So anyway, so last question, you can say one of your own, but what is your favorite Hallmark movie?
I would say, I'm just going to throw it out there. I'm going to say, the 7-year hitch was such a great experience for me because, it was sort of one of my first leads, as an actor. And you're making me crazy. I have to say it's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I think everyone, watching it is gonna really enjoy it. It just has everything in it. It has family units, and it has a competition, it has food, it's got flowers, it's happy, it's fun, it's got love, and it's got Michael. So I think people will love it. And so that's definitely been a highlight for me, getting to go do that. And working, I got to work in Vancouver when I filmed that. So that was so great to be at home.
Well, that is great. Well, you've been a delight. We'll definitely have you back on. You were really fun. I really appreciate you coming on, talking with us. And do you have social media that you'd like to share?
Rachel, thanks so much for having me, first of all. I'm so bad with social media. It's the Natalie_Hall on Instagram. I did all this stuff so late. I wasn't one of those ones where I remember when I was on Pretty Little Liars, everyone had all that and I didn't.
Yeah. You held out
and
long.
I held out long. And then I was on a CW show and they wanted us to tweet all the time. And I remember I was hashtagging the wrong show. I was so bad at it. But anyways, I'm getting sidetracked. It's my Twitter is the Natalie Hall.
Yeah.
So those are my,
well, we'll have all that in the description.
Situations, whatever they are called.
Yeah, make sure you guys are following Natalie on social media and let us know what you think. We talked about a lot of different stuff. So let us know in the comment section or on Twitter what you think of all the different things that we talked about. And we'll be really excited for your new movie.
Thanks, Rachel. So
thanks again. And we'll definitely have you back on.
You're the best. Thanks so much for having me.
Bye, everybody. I'd like to thank Natalie for coming on the podcast. This was so much fun. I really enjoyed talking with her. She was great. And so let us know what you thought of what we had to say. And you can follow me at Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, and on Rotten Tomatoes. So check that out. And make sure you're following the podcast, the Hallmarkies Pod and Hallmarkies Podcast, all of our social media on iTunes, YouTube. And if you're listening on iTunes, please leave us your ratings and reviews. It helps us so much. And if you are listening on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. It really helps us out a lot. We also have our patron group, which is so much fun. And we are able to, the more patrons we get, the more fun stuff we can do and the more support we have. So please check that out. We would be so grateful. And then we also have our merch store, which has all kinds of fun Hallmark inspired shirts and different designs. So please check that out as well. And thanks again to Natalie, and we'll talk to y'all later. Bye, everyone.